And did you have a question?
Thank you. I just wanted to say, instead of saying, like, say your name, one last time, you said say your last name. And it's just funny because you know all the stuff I'm going through with Social Security and changing my name and the mirror, all that. So I just thought it was funny that you said that.
Awesome. You're going places. Of course. You're changing your identity. That's the whole thing. You're changing your identity. Awesome. Okay. So funny. Laura, how may we help you?
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
I'd like to get a message, please.
Sure. Trust yourself. Say your name, sweetheart.
Sarah.
Trust yourself. All right. So let me explain this. I get direct hits. I know this is what I should do. But then I'm like, let me Google it, let me research it, let me ask three people, let me draw 10 tarot cards and three oracle cards, let me call two psychic friends. And then I'm back to what I knew 2 days prior. So I did that enough times when I really just needed to stop doing all that, but only when you're comfortable, of course, and just look inside. And I finally got that it's okay to really trust what I get. But it took me a while, it really did, because I didn't realize how prepared I am. I didn't realize how connected I am. And that's what I needed to stand upon. That's what I needed to demonstrate to self. That's what I needed to learn, is really how to trust myself. Because when you grow up, I want to say insanity, but when you grow up with the ego in any form, it convinces you you're wrong. And so you've got all these beautiful beings of light that are indoctrinated to be taught that their normal natural instincts are incorrect. So we lose touch with source. So this is where you're in the process of self-adjusting, and it is so good, I can't even explain it. You are so connected, I have to tell you. What you're learning to do is to arrive in it. You're learning to honor it. You're learning to enjoy it. And they do mean joy. So when I receive you, sometimes you're just like right there. Other times you're not. And you're just sort of circling around, circle, like looking at it from this angle, looking at it from that angle. The more you will stop and enjoy, and what they want you to enjoy is your true possessiveness. In other words, your connection to source, whatever your word is for source. They want you to enjoy that, because when you enjoy that, you'll turn around. In other words, it's like you'll enjoy who you are. You'll honor who you are. You'll realize you're fully connected. And when I'm saying that, it's like I have all these, extension cords where you have to like connect it so the source goes through. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Laura.
You're learning to realize your accuracy, your delivery, your united claim. You've been doing something really, really good. I'm just seeing like all this camaraderie is the only way to explain this. The camaraderie is with your spiritual advisement. It's with your higher awareness. So you're there. You're learning to live from that. Realize you're there, heal from that, deliver signals for like decision making from that, in all engagements. So you're going to notice, like, in some areas of your life you just use it without even thinking, and then other areas it's like, well, you know, what do I do or whatever. So you're learning to combine realities. In other words, you're learning to realize, well, if I'm intuitive in these moments, then why wouldn't I be intuitive in these moments? So you're learning not to pre-select. It's a little bit like love heals. So why would we turn love on and off? That's what we're learning to decide upon. That's what we're learning to agree upon. That's what we're learning to extend, accentuate, deliver our own resources on a full-time measure. So when I say your own resources, when I receive you, you're developing really nicely, really strongly. And so when I'm doing this, it's sort of like more, 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 again, again, again. So when I'm stirring this on your behalf, you're receiving it and restoring to full good evidence. So it's sort of like, I receive. So when I do this for you on your behalf, it just shows me your readiness. It's sort of like, I got it. So this is the whole point. You're learning to get it in all exercises. So whether it's family, whether it's work, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's an ingrown toenail, that was my thing, where, yeah, I'm intuitive, but now give me the physical body. Yeah, I don't know anything about the physical body. Well, of course that can't be right, you know, because either you have connection or you don't. So this is like a long time coming, learning how to practice letting go and allowing God's procession. In other words, if God is all, it's not limited to just certain segments of life. So I don't know what your segments are, but that's what I get. Like, you're learning to turn around. Like, wherever you go, there goes your intuition as well. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Laura.
Really honor it. I'm going to say this. Sometimes you don't like to receive it because it's sort of like, what if I don't like what I'm getting? Remember that God's all surrounds you, meaning that it's a little bit like what Jen went through, where if you remember your good faithfulness, if you remember that God's all around you, it doesn't matter what you're picking up because God's got you covered. So that's the second part of the exercise, where it's like what the devil meant for bad, God means for good kind of thing, where when God's got you covered, you know, this is dualism, up, down, and there's more polarization, so there's going to be more up, down exposure, and that's okay, because you're learning to ride the waves. Now, when I say that, I've got Scooby-Doo, on a surfboard, and, you know, and the reason they have Scooby-Doo, by the way, not some cute surfer dude, which I kind of prefer, but it's Scooby-Doo because he's funny. And this is the whole point, like to have the enjoyment about how aligned you are. So Scooby-Doo's like got a paw up, he's upside, he's doing handstand, like he's doing whatever he's doing, and he's surfing. And that's where you're learning to trust. You're extraordinary. I mean, you just are, Laura. You always have been. You're learning to assert it. You're learning to dictate by it. You're learning to attest to it. You're learning to construct from it. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Laura.
You're learning to allow it to lead your very existence. You're learning to leave it on. And that's what I see. It's like, turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it on. You're learning to leave the light on. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Laura.
And to have that be okay. So the idea is, whatever you receive, you're spot on ready. If you have fear, you may not want to receive everything because it's like, I don't really want to know how she actually feels about me or whatever. But if you understand that love's the final administer, then whatever it is, love's ready with the doctoring, love's ready with the love potion, love's ready to fully restore. So you're learning to trust that. You're learning to honor that. That's what's going to help you be fully restored. And you've got a destiny card because, lady, you're extraordinary. Say your name one last time.
Laura.
You're learning to lean on your own intuition under all indicatives. It's going to surprise you. You're going to be like, wow, something's good, something's, wow, I didn't know that he's actually just trying to rip me off or whatever. But it's not going to end there. You're really going to understand that you're connected to divinity and that you're there to give that man a blessing. So you may be there to lend light. You may be there to release a grudge because you held on to a grudge. Whatever their story is, you're going to start understanding the divine order of everything, and then you're going to allow love to happen. Say your name one last time.
Laura.
Thank you. There you go, crown chakra. Honor your first approach. That is your message, sweetheart. Did you have a question?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, say your name one last time.
Laura.
You're extraordinary. I just keep wanting to say that to you. And the reason being is like, so you trust it. So you really, 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 really trust it. And just notice when you turn it off versus leave it on full time. You'll see it. And you'll be like, oh, okay, I see that. Success and growth. So good, sweetheart. I hope that helps, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, Miss Hannah.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
May I have a message?
Sure, and say your first name.
Anna.
Say it one more time, honey.
Anna.
How do I say this? I can see butterflies. So butterflies are transformation, but in your case, it's like helping you go higher. So here's what I want to say. You can look at any situation, and there are many ways to receive it. You can receive it just in the linear, where we have our egos in charge, our minds in charge. So we may be hurt, we may be angry, we may be scared, we may be terrified, like whatever. But with these butterflies, it's like they're taking you to a higher council, they're taking you to higher purpose, where with a little bit of brushstroke, what I mean by that is breathing. Breathing helps a lot. Like when you have a reaction, when you get triggered, when you're seeing things from a lower emphasis, you ever feel like you just want to call someone and tell them off or write to them and give them a piece of your mind or whatever? But when you relax and you breathe and you decide to take a walk first, or you decide not to do anything until you calm down, it's like it gives you a chance to have a higher perspective. That's where you're heading. That's where you're going. That's what you're deciding upon. That's what you're agreeing to. And when I say that, you're expelling a lot of darkness. And what I mean by that is it's not like you're dark or anything. It's just the ego that, this is the realm of the ego, quite frankly, that we're leaving behind. So the way you leave behind, it's like, I don't need that anymore. That doesn't work for me anymore. That's the old way. That just leaves me exhausted. That leaves me in conflict. That leaves me in these lower energies, not having it. So when I say expel, it's like sewage or whatever. It's just being released. In English, my love, you're being promoted. So you're learning how to reach for the sky. You're learning to breathe and realize when you have any of those lower energies that you're being called to a higher order. So you still may say something, you still may communicate, you still may whatever, but it's going to be done from a different alignment. It's going to be done from a higher value. Now, some of these exercises may not have anything to do with another human being. It may just have to do with your own self-reporting value, meaning how you feel about yourself that needs healing. Again, they're showing me The Wizard of Oz, The Wicked Witch. The Wicked Witch is dead. The Wicked Witch is dead. In other words, the ego's dead. As you will decide upon it. So this is the point. You're learning to step over. Like, just imagine in that scene, assuming you saw it, where, you know, the hat's there, her gown's there, or whatever. And just imagine walking over it. It's like walking over the fear, walking over the resentment towards self, walking over, you know, your regret or whatever it is. So you're learning to stand upright, meaning like you're learning how to align with your light body. You're learning how to align with your higher sponsorship. And this is all encasing. In other words, this is really grooming time. And helping you to arrive. There are some places where you've learned your exercise early, like you just nail it. And then there are other places where, how do I say that? Say your name again, sweetheart.
Anna.
I guess what I want to say about it is that there's like so much darkness that it's just hard to go there. So there may be shame or guilt or whatever, like you just don't want to open it. So if you can expand your halo, meaning you can allow light to enter all crevices, all vicinities, just imagine archangels, angels, your guides, your higher self, God, Jesus, whoever you want, is coming to assist. And they're coming mightily. So there's just light aglow in every nook and cranny, in every memory, in every, like any place, light is there. So that when you take a look, light is assisting you. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Anna.
Thank you. You want to assert that light. So you can imagine walking with a flashlight, like a really powerful flashlight, but you want to receive light's presence. Of course, I get shine. Because with that light, you're not going to be afraid of the darkness. So remember, you're not looking at it alone. You're looking at it with the spotlight, with a halo, with a guardian, with a something of the light. Say your name one last time.
Anna.
Thank you. That's really going to help you. When I say that, I see Superwoman. So that works because it's almost like God holding your hand. So there are places for you to enjoin, in other words, heal, quite frankly, that you just haven't kind of wanted to look at quite, you know, truthfully. But with that light's semblance, with that light fully restored, it's sort of like anything can be handled. So this is the intuition. This is like your higher promotion, your higher proxy, your higher support is going to help you to go down below. So let me see if that takes care of everything. Anna, say your name, sweetheart.
Anna.
Yeah, there are one or two things that are ready to, you're ready to be relieved of, quite frankly. And this was staring out at me, the mental conflict where I just can't even open that door to truth, like I'm ready. So when I'm using your energy, something just came out at me that I apparently have not dealt with. And there it is. So there you go. So this is the whole point. Like we're all doing this together. It's not like, oh, it's only you have this to do. Not at all. Because it just showed me something that I apparently have to receive. And this is the whole point, that we're in a place of ready assistance. Say your name one last time.
Anna.
Yeah, do something so the light, like the light is always on. So you feel that light. You remind me of Paul's message a little bit. Like, so you feel that light. You feel that constant assistance. That's going to help you. They're saying like a void, no more. And of course I get light for you. You're very powerful, my love. So what you focus on is, so when you focus on that light, you agree upon that light. Say your name one last time.
Anna.
It's really good. It's really good. You actually helped me, so I thank you. That is your message, my love. And did you have a question?
I was just wondering on what needs to be released specifically. Maybe that's something you can't answer, but I was wondering specifically on a relationship, or maybe it's just like a belief about myself and that reflects.
I'm going to say it's more so about the internal matters. In other words, I'm sure your relationships affect, or all your relationships would be affected by your relationship with self. They're showing me Oprah. So she had like shame or whatever. She was like abused growing up or whatever. So there was like energies that she just sort of covered up and just did her best and moseyed on. But it had to be like cleaned. So it's something to do with releasing inner conflict of self and coming into a more, you know, almost like having a house meeting, but the meeting's all your different sub-personalities. So like, are we all good now? Are we all working together now? Let me see how you do with that. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Anna.
Thank you. In English, love of self. When I receive you after just all that circulation, just going with your energy, you feel lighter to me than the beginning of the discussion. So it's about you aligning with your light at the end of the day. So any place where you're not aligning with light, that's what's being circulated. That's what needs adjusting. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. All right, sweetheart, so much love. Indeed, we surround each with light, love, and true understanding. So that true understanding is really understanding our divinity, understanding our perfection, our wholeness. And with that, we each have extraordinary measures, meaning extraordinary abilities. And this is the whole point. In order to bring them closer into our visioning, we have to stand erect. In other words, we have to feel justified. We have to feel whole. We have to be using our energy to salute our light rather than still having these battles, old battles over false injury or with darkness. So they want us, they're saying enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. That came up for a couple of messages. The more that we can take all this in enjoyment, in other words, enjoying the process, rather than like, oh, this is going to be so much work or this is going to be painful. It's enjoying because we just keep opening up to our light. So it's almost like a scavenger hunt or, you know, walking to go get your holiday presents, like enjoyment. Enjoyment will be very, very helpful in terms of helping us to pass and move forward with ease, with ease. So much love to everyone. Thanks for joining. Have a beautiful rest of your day. And we'll be back Tuesday at 11 a.m.
Mwah. Thank you.
Love to everybody.
Thanks, Nicole.
You're welcome. So much love.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole.
Love to everyone.
Love to everyone.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.